From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States appears to be raising the stakes in Syria, suggesting Russia may have helped the Assad regime carry out a deadly chemical weapons attack that killed more than 80 people in Idlib province, a day after firing dozens of missiles at Syria's Sharat airfield, the launching point for the chemical weapons strike. Senior American military officials said they were looking at evidence that the Syrian regime did not act alone. The Pentagon's comments Friday followed criticism from Washington about Russia's role in Syria, some accusing Moscow of trying to sow confusion over Syria's use of chemical weapons by promoting what they called false facts. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, told the U.N. Security Council on Friday that the alleged use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime near Idlib earlier this week necessitated the U.S. missile attack on the Syrian airbase.
The United States took a very measured step last night. We are prepared to do more, but we hope that will not be necessary. It is time for all civilized nations to stop the horrors that are taking place in Syria and demand a political solution.
The attack came in retaliation for Tuesday's deadly chemical attack that officials said used chlorine mixed with a nerve agent, possibly sarin. More than 80 people, including children, were killed in that attack that drew wide international condemnation. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald